This is Guildcast, episode 11, for January 22nd, 2006.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Guildcast. I'm your host, Sean, and we've had quite a busy week, especially this weekend with the new free event, PvP Weekend, previewing some of the elements from Chapter 2 factions. But before I get into that, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that happened before that, earlier in the week. First, I wanted to say hi to the people who have either talked to me in the game or people who have emailed me. That includes Mage Ladarius, Internet Warrior, Vice Alquan, Meriwether Took, Darkness Almighty, Belden the Assassin, Ninja of PvP, Lady Sine, Homicidal Beauty, Ername Einfugen, and Thy Most Holy Tim, who I mentioned before, but he wanted me to tell everyone that he is the best in Guelph, Ontario. So there you have that. And also, the contest that I had earlier on in the week, I had it on Thursday. That was pretty much a flop. The timing couldn't have been worse for me because it was right at the time of the new update that happened on January 19th. And I kind of figured that when I started it, one guy actually showed up and that wasn't enough to have a race. So I figured, you know, with the timing of this new, the new update and all this new stuff coming out and everybody wants to try this out, I'm sure everybody forgot about this running contest, which is exactly what people told me after, you know, the next day and yesterday and everything. A lot of people said, hey, you know, I would have loved to go to that running contest, but I had to try out the assassin and the ritualist, you know, and I can't blame you one bit. So I have an idea. Instead of what I'm going to do is I'm going to postpone that running contest. It'll be another at another time, but I have an idea for now. What I want to do, I want to try something out. Instead of trying to get people to come together at a certain time for a contest, I want to try something with my new message board. I put up a message board last week. I haven't really, this is my official announcement of it. I haven't really announced it. It's on the Guildcast main page. You go under the heading of contact on the left-hand side and it'll have message board. It's mainly for people to talk about the show and, kind of debate topics and everything about what things that I've talked about on the show, and they can talk about it on there. And I'll check that. I check that daily, or I will check it daily since I just set it up. It'll be another place where I can talk to people about things instead of just over email. A lot of people email me and I'll answer it. And then somebody else email me the same thing and I'll answer them. And instead of doing this, it seems to work out a little bit better to where I can just answer everyone at once on, you know, on a message board. So that's what this would be good for. And also, I'm going to announce the contests on the message board more, not only on the show, but also on the board. This is where this new contest comes into play. Because what it's going to be is it's going to be a Name That Place contest. What I've done is I've gone around the game and I've taken 5 screenshots of different areas around the game. And I'm going to put them all up in one post and it'll be named, you know, January 22nd. Name That Place contest. You go on there and the first person to name all 5 places correctly is the winner. And the prizes will be the same where you get the 2 gold items. Second place will be the second person to get them all correct. But the first two, you know, the first and second place both need to get them all correct, all 5 screenshots. And now they don't need to be specific. They don't need to be, you know, like, exactly where I'm standing, where I'm taking the picture and everything, but it would help to at least name the area or the city that I'm in. That'll count as a correct answer, the area or the city itself. Now, more details about the rules will be posted on the website also, so look for those. And at the beginning of that post, I will also post a link to the rules so you can read those over. Also, I wanted to mention some little developments about Guild Wars that have come out this week. They've won Play Magazine's PC Game of the Year for 2005, their Best Action RPG, and their Best Graphics Artistic Award in their February issue, and that's Play Magazine. They also won an honorable mention for Best Original Score. And that issue of Play Magazine for February should be coming out in the next couple weeks on newsstands, unless you already subscribe to it, in which case you probably already have it. Now, the poll last week on the website, I asked the question, what part of Chapter 2 is everyone most excited about and most looking forward to? And with 43% of the vote, the two new classes won out. So that seems to be the thing that most people are most excited about. And I'd have to agree. I think it's going to be pretty exciting. Plus, they do mention with each new campaign they're going to come out with, they're supposed to come out with a new one every 6 months. And they're going to have two new professions with each of these new updates. So that should be pretty exciting. That's, you know, four new professions every year. That's going to make this game just incredible after a while. The new poll that I have up now asks the question, which new profession did you like the best out of the ritualist and the assassin? I would have to say my own personal opinion on that shouldn't sway anyone's vote. But my own personal opinion, I would have to side a little bit on the ritualist side. Just because I like the way they look. I like the spirits that they conjure. I think that's really cool. But I'm kind of more of a monk necromancer kind of guy anyway. So I really like that aspect of it. The assassin I liked. I like the chain of skills that they use together with the dual attack and, you know, the offhand attack. I think that's pretty clever. I don't like the way they look as much. It kind of reminded me of like a Buck Rogers kind of spacesuit thing, which I wasn't too impressed about. But that, again, that's just my personal opinion. And I wanted to share with you guys a little bit of trivia that I found out this week while I was doing some research. And if anyone here is a fan of South Park, the woman who does the voice of Stan, Kyle's, and Kenny's mom, she does all three of those voices. She does the current, she didn't do it in previous episodes, but she does it in the current episodes of South Park. Her name is April Stewart. She is actually the same person who does the narration for Guild Wars. You know, the very first movie you see after you create a character and she starts out talking about the char and everything and how everything came to be. That's April Stewart. So that's the useless fact of the day, courtesy of Guildcast. And now to get into the game updates. I'll start off with the first one they did on the morning of Thursday, January 19th. And according to the GuildWars.com website, this is what they say. Attention citizens, the tomb of the Primeval Kings has been overrun by the enemies of Balthazar. The Zacian Order recognizes that many of you may wish to help conquer this foe. While this is admirable, only those truly devoted to the teachings of Balthazar should attempt to enter the tombs. Those wishing to become as great as we, the Zacian, should take heart. Members of our order await your arrival at the Great Temple of Balthazar. We will train you in the ways of war, so you may continue the personal squabbles that seem to consume so much of your daily routine. If you truly wish to better yourself, take the ship to the Great Temple and hone your skills with the Zacian. May the blessings of Balthazar follow you on your journey. Commander Kuru of the Zacian Order. And some more information they have about the Guild Wars faction free-for-all PvP weekend is they say, with this update, we roll out the first parts of Guild Wars factions, including the new login and character selection creation screens, boat travel between continents, and a weekend sneak preview of the two new professions. The weekend events last from Friday, January 20th, 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, to Monday, January 23rd, 7:59 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. All high-level PvP has been moved to the Battle Isles, which can be reached using the ship off the coast of Lion's Arch. On the Battle Isles, you'll find a new explorable area with training arenas, NPCs who can help you test all aspects of your character's build, updates to existing PvP arenas, and all new Zacian challenges, where you and your friends can practice against teams of computer AI opponents. All of this content is now organized into a natural progression so that players can experience the basics of PvP before moving on to advanced challenges. The new computer AI challenges include training arenas, a series of four maps designed to teach the basics of PvP and arena combat, beat all four maps to unlock the Zacian challenge on your account, the Zacian challenge, an arena where you can play the computer AI team of your choice on the map of your choice, beat five different computer AI teams to unlock the Zacian Elite Challenge. And the Zacian Elite Challenge is the ultimate AI challenge. See how far you can get in a series of random arena matches against increasingly difficult AI teams. The new unlocking of existing PvP types includes win 5 in a row in the random arenas to unlock the team arena on your account. Existing accounts have the team arenas unlocked already. Win 5 total games in the team arenas to unlock the tournament, which is the Hero's Ascent on your account. Existing accounts, again, have the tournament unlocked already. Now for the changes to guild combat mechanics, they include 5 minutes after victory or death starts, both teams' guild lords will now rush out of their base to engage in combat. In the Burning Isle Guild Hall, NPCs now take the high path to avoid lava when victory or death occurs, and flame-cursed sentinels no longer drop loot. The guild lord's amulet of protection now interacts correctly with Deep Wound, and their miscellaneous improvements include when a party leader uses map travel in a town or outpost, his entire party travels with him to the new map. During PvP matches, the party window now displays your team color. Skill icons for enchantment and hex spells are now displayed with a small marker in their upper right-hand corner. Text descriptions and icons of various magic item upgrades have been improved. The location and visibility of hint pop-up windows can now be modified using the customized layout interface. And a miscellaneous fix was the ghosts in the underworld are no longer considered fleshy and will not leave exploitable corpses. And later on Thursday, January 19th, it seems they went back and fixed a few little bugs that they found, including they restored the access to the underworld and Fissure of Woe. They restored item unlocks that had been inadvertently removed from some accounts. They fixed the text description of the Verratus sacrifice skill. Then on Friday, January 20th, they went back and fixed a few more things, including they improved the visual appearance of the Battle Isles world map. They provided free-for-all weekend demo users with the ability to use pre-built PvP characters without skill restrictions, and also with the ability to unlock skills from the original campaign. They fixed a bug that was preventing players from earning faction by killing NPCs and players in guild battles. They fixed map travel issues that could temporarily redirect players into the wrong districts. They fixed a problem with the skill Flesh of My Flesh, ignoring frozen soil. And they fixed a crash bug with the assassin skill Recall and miscellaneous other crash bugs. And as a side note, I'd like to mention some other bugs that I've found and that have been reported and I've checked out myself and seen them, you know, for myself. It seems like in the Iron Mines of Maladun mission, you, as of right now, I don't know if they're going to fix this today or tomorrow or whatever, but as of this moment when I'm recording this, you can't finish that mission. You get to the end where you have to kill the traitor Marcus, and you kill him and nothing happens. So if anybody's thinking about doing that mission, I would hold off a few days. And also, from what I've heard in Thunderhead Keep, the king, you know how usually when you do that mission, the king will stay up on the top. He'll run up in his little throne area and he'll just stay there. That way you can kind of stay with the king and guard him if that's one of your strategies for winning that mission. But it seems to be a bug now. I don't know if it's a bug or if it's something that ArenaNet did to kind of mix things up a little bit. But it seems like the king kind of runs around a little bit like a chicken with his head cut off. So you got to run around and not only chase after him and protect him, you got to watch where he's going. And it makes for quite a different outcome on that mission, as if that mission wasn't hard enough. And speaking of that mission, next week I'm going to do a show mostly about Thunderhead Keep and what I've found to be the best ways to beat it. Now, again, there's no definite one or two ways to do it. And especially now, if they've changed it to where the king runs around, there's no more camping the king. You know, you can't really do that if this is true. But next week, I'll talk more about that mission, and I'll talk about some strategies in the mission and easy ways to beat it, things that have worked for me, and hopefully ways that you can beat it if you're having troubles with it. Now, I'd like to give a little bit of an opinion of what I think about this weekend and the way that everything has been handled. I would have to say that I'm not really the biggest fan of PvP. I'm more of a RPG kind of person, and I play the PvE more than anything else. PvP to me personally isn't exactly what I look for in Guild Wars. And it's not, you know, the reason I bought it. But I understand that there are tons of people out there who play Guild Wars just for the PvP aspect of it. And again, you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all, but that's just not for me. So this weekend has not really been something that I've gone into too much. What I've done is, I made some characters. I made Ritualist and I made Assassin. I tried out their skills in the training yard. And if anyone hasn't been to the training yard yet, it's pretty much set up for brand new people to figure out what the different spells do. Like a good example is the Area of Effect. There's an area where you can test out your Area of Effect, which comes in really handy. I wish they would have had something like this when I first started playing the game, because I would have learned a lot more about the dynamics of the game earlier on. Although I would have to say it might actually be kind of overwhelming, all that information at once, to someone who's brand new to a game like this. But it's there, and that's the important thing. It's there to help people out. So what I did was I made the Ritualist first, and I played around in the training yard a little bit. Then I went out and I did some PvP against the AI teams in the arenas that they have set up. The last time I played PvP was quite a while ago against AI opponents, and it was pretty much a slaughter because the AI was so bad. But now the AI is really good. It's pretty neat the way they have different AI teams set up to where you can fight against them. Like they have, there's an Aiwei team where the AI is set up for Aiwei. There's, a Smiting Monks team. I don't remember all of them, but there's all these different popular builds for PvP builds, and you can fight against these to kind of practice your own way of how to counter these types of builds. And I think that's fantastic the way they did that. Although it will pretty much render these builds useless after a while because everybody will learn how to counter them, but I think it's still good for people to learn. But anyway, and then I went along and I made a assassin character, and I did the same things, went through the same training, and then I went through the PvP AI arenas. And like I mentioned earlier, my favorite would probably be the Ritualist, although fighting dynamics, the assassin probably has a little bit of an edge over the Ritualist. I just like the look of the Ritualist more, and I like the spirits. The spirits are really cool. But as far as fighting, I think the assassin has a little bit of a hand over the Ritualist on that. Now, what it is on the battle isles, they've moved all of the PvP arenas onto one set of islands, and even the guild hall. Your guild hall is on these islands. There's the regular competition arenas are on these islands, as well as the training grounds, everything. So it's set up pretty good that way. And it's kind of separating the PvE and PvP even more, I think. But I really look forward to when Chapter 2 comes out officially, and I can make, a full character that's not just PvP only. Because what I'll do is, I'm sure, the way I play the game, I'm probably going to make one of each anyway and try to go through the game with both new classes. And hopefully I can do that in time, in 6 months, just in time for them to make another two professions. So I'd like to thank ArenaNet for making sure that I will have no life for another few months. Now, among the other facts and rumors that I've been sifting through for topics for this week's episode, the main thing that I wanted to talk about that I thought was the most interesting and probably the biggest deal was the new green items. They've made at least two new green items for each profession, and these are all found in the underworld through the Tomb of the Primeval King's entrance. And what these are called is they're calling the Hall of Heroes green items, because they've converted the Tomb of the Primeval Kings from what it was before, which was the access to the PvP Hall of Heroes, to now it is it's basically like Sorrow's Furnaces, where it's another area where you can just basically go find and farm green items. Although it leads to the underworld, but it's just another entrance to the underworld. But those items, let me go through the list of those items really quick. There's Victo's Battle Axe, Victo's Blade, Victo's Maul, and Victo's Bulwark, which is a shield. And then they got this, it's kind of a joke green item. It's called the Ogre Slaying Knife. And it's actually, it's kind of a throwback reference to an old skit by this comedy group known as the Dead Alawives. And they did the skit about Dungeons and Dragons. And in the skit, one of the guys says something about having a +9 knife against ogres. And that skit was actually redone in a game called Summoner. And then it was most recently redone in, if anybody's a fan of 8-Bit Theater, you can go in there and they have a skit reproduction of that same skit. And so that's what this is kind of a little joke reference to. I think it's kind of funny that ArenaNet throws a little sense of humor in there. But anyway, on with the list. For the Ranger, we've got Elswith's recurve bow and Elswith's longbow. For the Monk, we've got Wensloth's Faith and Wensloth's Chalice. The Faith is a staff, and the Chalice is a focus item. For the Necromancer, we've got Cole's Torment, which is a staff, and Cole's Gauntlet, which is a Grim Cesta. For the Mesmer, we got Ilyana's Staff and Ilyana's Mirror, which is a focus item. And for the Elementalist, we got Milius's Pillar, which is a staff, and Milius's Eye, which is a focus item. These right now are going for a fortune because they're brand new to the game. If you're one of the people who are lucky enough to be able to go in a group and go farm some of these, you're going to be a multimillionaire very soon. But I expect these prices to drop as soon as everyone and their grandmother is running around with a Victo's Blade. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up, but I want to thank you all for listening, and thank you all for the emails I've been getting. I've been getting into some pretty intelligent conversation with a lot of you, and I really appreciate that. And I really respect that. It's good to know that there are so many people that are so interested in this game as I am, and are willing to talk to me a little bit more about, you know, some of the things that go on and some strategies and builds and everything. So feel free to continue with the emails and the in-game greetings and everything like that. And don't forget to check out the message board. Hopefully that'll get pretty popular here in a little while, or everybody can sign up for it and participate in the contests and the discussions and everything else. But until next time, tell your friends, tell your guildmates about guildcast.com. Thank you.